This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Wednesday Jenin is no longer a safe haven for Palestinian militants.
We've finished a comprehensive action against the terrorist enclave in Jenin. Jenin was to be a safe haven. It no longer is a safe haven.
Netanyahu made his comments after he toured Air Force Base and after the Israeli army finished one of the largest military operations in the occupied West Bank in years. The two-day operation, which the Israeli military said targeted infrastructure and weapons depots of militant factions in the Jenin refugee camp, left a trail of wrecked streets and burnt-out cars and sparked fury across the Arab world. The Israeli government has sparked a building frenzy of Jewish settlements in the West Bank. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from the West Bank.
The small outpost community of Givat Harel is built on the outskirts of the West Bank Jewish settlement of Eili, where Palestinian gunmen killed four Israelis last month. Part of the Israeli government's response to the terrorist attack was the announcement that this and other nearby outposts will be legalized, and that thousands of new homes will be built in the West Bank, which settlers call Judea and Samaria. Since its formation 6 months ago, Israel's hardline government has announced plans for massive expansion of Jewish settlements in the West Bank, built amid nearly 3 million Palestinians who claim the land for a prospective future state. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Givat Harel in the West Bank.
Ukrainian officials say a criminal suspect died when he detonated explosives inside a court building in the Ukrainian capital. Two police officers were wounded. Ukraine's interior minister said the suspect detonated an explosive device on Wednesday inside a district court as he made an abortive attempt to escape. This is VOA News. Experts are scrambling to save what they can of Sudan's cultural heritage amid months of fighting. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelina has more.
Ibrahim Musa is general director of Sudan's National Corporation of Antiquities and Museums.
We are trying our best to make sure that these monuments, to report that these monuments are known to other people, our report, and to us what is going on and what is happening.
At least 28 cultural and archaeological sites around the country have been targeted or suffered collateral damage, according to a report published last week by NGO Heritage for Peace.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. Around 18 million doses of the first malaria vaccine will be delivered to 12 African countries by 2025, the World Health Organization, UNICEF, and the Vaccine Alliance said Wednesday. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told the briefing, quote, malaria remains one of Africa's deadliest diseases, killing nearly 500,000 children under the age of 5 every year. In 2021, 96% of the world's malaria deaths occurred in Africa. A 23-year-old man in Denmark who opened fire at a mall last year and killed three people, believing the victims were zombies, has been sentenced to detention in a secure medical facility. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Copenhagen District Court convicted the man, who was not identified during the trial, of murder and attempted murder in the July 3, 2022 rampage at the huge Fields shopping centre on the outskirts of the city. Three people died, two 17-year-olds and a 47-year-old Russian man, with over 20 injured. The man had admitted shooting and killing people, believing they were zombies. No maximum time is set for his placement in the secure mental health facility. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A white powder that was found in the White House and sparked a brief security alert has been confirmed to be cocaine, the Secret Service said Wednesday. The powder's discovery in the West Wing on Sunday was initially treated as a potential danger, prompting a brief evacuation. An initial test of the substance performed by the Washington, D.C. Fire Department then said it appeared to be cocaine, not some sort of threat or attack. This prompted a flurry of speculation in U.S. media over who could have left the drug. U.S. President Joe Biden and his family were away from the White House all weekend. Follow us online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.